When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Poor Mitch Trubisky cannot get a break from anybody.
No, Freddie. You don't need to be Trubisky apologist here on the show.
Oh, no. There's no need to apologize for him. Come on. You moved up in the draft, the Chicago Bears, to draft that guy and Patrick Mahomes in that draft. Yeah, we're not apologizing for Mitch Trubisky here. Keyshawn, Jalen Max.
I actually like Mitch Trubisky, though.
As a person or a player?
No, as a player, I don't mind him.
Yeah, neither do I.
But Key, it was hearing the sound of him the other day talk about, yeah, we need to throw the ball more. I'm like, I'm looking at you in the eyes, man. Like, yo, I don't know if you believe yourself when you say that.
But he believes it, but I would prefer him to just go, like I said, chill in the corner somewhere because he's not in a position really right now in his career to say certain things like that because it's going to obviously rub people the wrong way based on the start to his career in Chicago. So I'm like, just go hide, man. You know what I'm saying? Just don't say anything. Make them think you're nowhere to be found.
You speak of Mr. Trubisky, and here's the direct quote and cut what he said about, hey, give me a chance to push the ball down the field to help myself and help this offense.
I like to throw the ball down the field. Why I haven't, given the certain looks, especially early in the game, I can't tell you exactly why, but we're looking for that. I'm looking for that. I like to throw the ball down the field. I think every quarterback, like deep down in the heart, likes to throw their ball as far as they can down the football field and watch their playmakers go up and get it. So we're looking for that, and we got to look for the right opportunity, right timing. And it's just having that aggressive mindset and coming down with those plays. So, we want to throw the ball down the yard, but we got to be smart about it, and it's all about completing it.
See, here's how I would have did that, though, Freddie, as press conference 101. You know, we continue to keep trying to put ourselves in a great position to push the ball down the field. You know, coaches are dialing some things up. The defense are taking it away. Things are designed from front to back. And you know, when I look down the field, sometimes they aren't there. I got to check it down, and that's okay. We'll be able to get there at some point in time. We just got to keep working at it. You know, we got a good ball club here, and we got a tough game on Thursday night against Cleveland. And, you know, maybe we'll get a few looks to be able to take some chances, and coaches are doing a great job. That's how you answer that as a quarterback.
But, see, when I hear him say something like that, Key, me automatically, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, that's kind of an open shot at Mike Tomlin and their OC when you think about Matt Canada, right? Like, well, I don't really – that one little clip it, Freddie, I don't really know why we aren't. Well, your head coach and your OC have been the ones watching you throw the damn ball in practice every single day.
See, but I think he's referring to, though, Jay, I don't think he's referring to the coaches. He's referring to the defensive schemes that they're taking the stuff away. He's not getting the looks from a defensive standpoint to be able to do those sort of things. He's not talking about the coaching staff and that.
He's talking about
100%. Listen to it again.
Can we run it back again?
Run it 100%. Back again, yeah, because we'll decide that. Judge and jury here, Mr. Business.
Listen to the beginning.
I like to throw the ball down the field. Why I haven't, given the certain looks, especially early in the game, I can't tell you exactly why, but we're looking for that.
He's not getting the looks that he's looking for down the field. That's why I went into post-game, pre-game, reporter talk, conversation.
Right.
Yeah, that's all. But he is, like you're saying, though, Jay, talking about – I don't want you saying anything. I don't want you talking about throwing the ball down the field. Just say, hey, I'm not getting the looks. They're dialing it up. We're calling the right stuff. We'll eventually get there.
I guess so. If you're Mitchell Trubisky, what the hell are you supposed to do, right? Like – you are the quarterback of the team. You have to take ownership to a degree. There were certain looks. Like you do have to speak with some kind of bravado, Key, if anybody's going to believe that it actually has a chance to be your team, right?
Yeah, no, it's no question about it. But just like right there, it was a little misinterpretation based on what he's saying. And if people ain't really paying attention, it makes it seem as though he's talking negative about Coach Tomlin and company, and that's really not the case. I just don't want him saying, I want to throw the ball down the field.
Keyshawn,
yeah, well, it'll come. Just go hide in the corner and chill.
Just wait. Say less, you
know. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio, also ESPNU and the ESPN app presented by Progressive Insurance with Keyshawn Johnson and Jay Williams. Freddie coming in from Max Kellerman. I'll say this about what Mr. Trubisky had to say. That was his way of saying, hey, coaches, I want you to believe in me because I know you don't. That's why, in my opinion, he put that out there. You know how many times we hear coaches will send messages through the media to get their players' attention? You guys know exactly all about that.
Absolutely.
Jay playing the NBA, Key playing the NFL. This was Mitch Trubisky's way of sending a message through the media to his coaching staff because he knows that they don't trust him enough or believe in him that he can push the ball down the field. And it also doesn't help Mitch Trubisky that the Lions are waiting for the other people to come in, meaning Kenny Pickett. They want that Christian out of there, and they want that guy in there because that's the guy they want playing quarterback. Mitch Trubisky is feeling all of this with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and by the fact they have not allowed him to open up the way he believes it should be open up to him, that was his way of communicating through the media to say, hey, guys, you brought me in here to be the starting quarterback this year. I know you drafted that guy for the future, but if you give me an opportunity, I can show you what I can do before you want to move on from me and get Kenny Pickett into this lineup.
But see, what I say there, Freddie, that's one of the reasons I say he needs to go in the corner,
exactly.
Say nothing.
I hear you.
Just chill, because your career right now is at a little bit of a crossroads, so to speak. And on top of that, so that we give full context to play calling, literally – every single play that's called in the passing game has a vertical component to it. Mm. Sometimes they take that stuff away. The reads will dictate where you throw the football. And if he's not seeing it clean enough and they're not giving him those looks, he can't push the ball down the field. It doesn't work like that. And I think a lot of people, it goes back to the time, all the time, when people say, I can't believe on third down that guy came up short. Well, he came up short because that is what the route says. The route says you go here and stop at 7 yards, even though the first down is 8 yards. That's just the way it works. It's all timing. It's rhythm. It's those sort of things. So a lot of times they don't explain it when they call in these games on why things happen a certain way.
So, Key, I wanted to say this to you because, you know, you and I talk to – I mean, you talk to a lot of people in the football world. I talk to people here and there that are – good friends. One of the things I am hearing,
they're not good friends of mine.
No, geez, stop.
Stop starting trouble.
Yeah, always, Freddie. One of the things I've been hearing internally, though, like around the organization, players, and front office, is that there is starting to become this growing frustration with Matt Canada in year two.
Okay,
like him being the OC. It is interesting hearing Mitch say things like that about making reads, seeing reactions of people on social media about Matt Canada and the offense that they ran. Now, Mike Sullivan is on the staff there now. I think there's a lot of talk about, is he the right guy for the job and how that translates to Trubisky or Kenny Pickett? It's just something that I've been hearing internally,
man,
there.
Look, Mike Tomlin coached me, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Mike Tomlin's a good friend and the whole deal. And I look at the style, and you talk about Matt Canada. Matt Canada, to me, wasn't the guy that should have been the offensive coordinator to begin with. I would have never brought him in to be my offensive coordinator.
Who would you have brought in then, if not him?
I don't know, to be honest with you, Freddie. But I do know, ever since, and this is not because he's a friend of mine, it's not because I'm biased or nothing like that, but Pittsburgh's offense hasn't been the same since Todd Haley was let go. It just hasn't been the same. And before Todd Haley got there, it wasn't as explosive, you know. And so when you look at it, and I always say to myself, and Todd can be a little bit of a hardhead. He's hardheaded at times, and he can be tough to deal with.
Sure.
But dialing up plays and calling plays and stuff like that, he gets it done. And they just haven't ever been good on the offensive side of the ball, as far as I'm concerned, since he was fired and let go.
Mm. Well, Mitch Trubisky has sent that message. We'll see how he and the Steelers respond tonight. That game on Prime Video at 8:15 Eastern Time. Pittsburgh and Cleveland, both of these teams needing this win to not have more questions about them going into Week 4 if both of these teams are 1-2, depending on who loses this game. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. We're going to do a little hot news or not news, starring a wide receiver that is going to be out, but it may not hurt his team as much. That's after this from Jay from FanDuel.
Kick off football season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Join today to get started with $150. That's right, $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. That's all it takes, $5. Just sign up with promo code PLAY to get in on the action. You can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with something called a same game parlay. Don't fumble your chance to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code PLAY. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Always good to have hot news or not news with Diana Rossini, ESPN NFL reporter, joining us on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. There you go, the ESPN app. And now ESPNU, presented by Progressive Insurance. Diana Rossini, hit her on Twitter, Diana ESPN. Diana, we'll start with Mike Evans' suspension upheld by the NFL.
Freddie, you hear him say hi to Di?
I did hear you say hi back to Jay. Wanted to make sure we got that out.
Freddie, you don't say hi to Di? We welcome.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Key. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, it is great to be here. Yeah. I appreciate the love.
Thank you.
Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We start off hot on Thursday mornings with this interview. So this is, you got to catch up. So,
okay.
Hello, guys. Let's get to
there
this.
There we go.
All right, here's... I actually think this is hot news. The Mike Evans news is hot because the receiver situation in Tampa Bay is a little bit of a problem here with injuries, right? So we know Chris Godwin came back from that knee injury. He's dealing with a little bit of a hamstring issue now. Not sure if he's going to be able to go on Sunday. And then you got Julio Jones, who's supposed to be spectacular this season. And look, unfortunately, with Julio comes some spectacular play, but it also comes with injury every single week. So not having Mike Evans is a really big deal for Tom Brady and company.
It certainly is hot news, Diana. You mentioned it, Mike Evans. You mentioned the fact that that suspension was uphill. Also, Chris Godwin, is he going to go? They went out and signed Cole Beasley. So that tells you right then and there where this offense is in the passing game. And Julio Jones, you said it again, Diana, it's something every single week throughout the last several years of his career on the injury front. And, you know, Tom Brady's got to be thankful he has Leonard Fournette in the backfield to help him out on the offensive side of the ball, though.
Yeah, I would say it's hot news just because it's Mike Evans and the way he plays. But at the end of the day, I mean, this defense and the way they pound the ball on the ground, Key, I think that's how they truly win games. And you just need your quarterback, the greatest of all time, to come through in those clutch moments. I think he does versus Packers.
Real quick, that's why I think it's not news, because of what you guys just said. Tampa Bay has told us who they are. The second half of the Dallas Cowboys game and last week versus the Saints, that they're going to be a pound the ball defense first team and have Tom Brady not have to carry this football team. So at least for 1 week, him being out may not be as much of a hot news because of the way the Buccaneers are going to play football in 2022. Justin Herbert considered day-to-day for the Chargers. They play the Jacksonville Jaguars, Diana, in a Week 3 matchup. Hot news or not news?
That's absolutely hot news when you're starting quarterback like Justin Herbert especially is dealing with an injury like this. And the injury that he is, trying to figure out or at least trying to recover from, that's something that nags. You guys know this, the athletes here on this. That's not something that just heals over the next day or so. This is going to be something I think that we're going to still be talking about in a few months, because it's one of those injuries. Anytime we talk about, especially with the quarterback, it just lingers. And of course the Chargers want their starting quarterback, but to be day to day, it's just not great.
Here's a couple of things here. It is hot news. You know, I've had a handful of injuries in my career, maybe three, and one of them was certainly my ribs, because I played a position where I was exposed a lot and I had rib cartilage issues going on in there. And so whenever you're twisting and you're turning and you're moving, that thing does not feel good. If you go back and you look at the game against the Kansas City Chiefs on the rollout, he couldn't even throw the ball. He was like, man, take this thing. Yeah. On top of that, Diana, you got to think this too. Who's going to be the guy? Because you assume as a football player, they're going to do some numbing of that particular spot if he's supposed to play. Who's going to be the guy that decides to inject that numbness in that area? And we know what happened with the Chargers and their doctor in the past with Tyrod Taylor.
Keep him away.
Keep him away.
Stay the hell away from me. I ain't doing it. I'm taking time off, Key, whatever I need to do to get my ass back on our field the right way. But go ahead, Doc.
Look, and you know they're going to probably have him wear one of those. Remember
flap
Drew
jacket.
Brees used to wear it around his one of those jackets, and it helps. Yeah. But I remember talking to Drew about it 2-3 seasons ago after he wore it. And it's one of those going into it, you have to be positive, like, oh, this is going to be great. But he told me afterwards, that thing is so uncomfortable.
It doesn't work because even it's up against your rib cage. And in the fact that you're moving and you get hit, it's still pressing the pressure up against it. I'm telling you, it does not feel good.
What you three said, part of hot news and not news, Diana Rossini, ESPN NFL reporter, hit her on Twitter at Diana ESPN, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio. Bears quarterback Justin Fields tried to clarify the postgame remark after the loss of the Packers on Sunday. He tried to clarify that yesterday, Diana. Is that hot news or not news?
It's not news. You know, I think for him, when he just wins game, nobody cares. I think also sometimes we all get a little too caught up in what fans think and Twitter and social media. I understand why he walked it back a little bit, because he doesn't want to look like he's anti-fan. I had no problem with what he said out of the gate, so I don't think it's hot news at all.
No, not news at all. I mean, I get people are interested in it because he's a quarterback. He's in Chicago. He says something about a passionate fan base, and it allows people for several days to communicate and talk about it and go back and forward with guys like Jay Will on the social media platforms.
Jeez.
Wait, Di, confirm some before we go into hot news, just real quick. Do you have conversations with any people strictly DM? Like, because Key refuses to. Like he said, just call me or text me. I'm like, there's certain people I don't want to call you. I don't want to text you. I keep you on this portal. I might DM you here and there, and that's it. That's our conversation.
Yeah, I don't go the Adam Levine route.
Yeah,
ever.
No, oh boy.
I try to avoid
here we
those.
Go. Here we go.
I avoid those type of DMs. I get a lot of them. No,
this
I don't really
is
get a lot
a
of them.
This is a morning show, Diana, and it's Disney, and the kids are with us this morning driving to school.
What was
we don't
Adam
need them
thinking?
Googling
I
Should
Adam
I name
Levine.
My daughter? You know what? What are you doing, Adam? What? What are you
just
doing?
Bad.
Don't
just
take
Jay.
Let's go, Freddie. Let's move this along, Freddie. Yeah, oh, yeah. Jay,
no,
no
I
want
to. I want to hear Di do a forensics report
on
this.
Believe it or not, I'm a little bit more like Key. I'm a little bit less because I'm always worried about getting hacked. You know, sometimes I talk to players and stuff after games, real quick. Like, and it's you know, it's always football related. But I so much would rather. Get on a call. So,
thank
Key,
you.
I'm actually in your camp on that. I'm not a big DMer.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You lose, Jay.
I don't really lose. Yeah.
No,
let's be honest.
No, I think 3-1. You lose. We win.
More important, I really want to hear on another segment, Di's forensic reporting on Adam Levine. That's what
brother.
I really want to hear. That's the content the world needs to hear.
I think that's a DM.
But
I think
we'll
that's
say
a DM
that for another day.
I think,
what?
That's, I think that's a DM conversation between you two, so we'll just move
questions.
On from that. Kenny Galladay's asking questions about playing time. As in not getting any of the New York Giants, only two snaps in their win versus Carolina on Sunday. Diana, is this hot news or not news?
It's not news that he's saying it because it's true. He's not getting a lot of involvement. It's hot news that the New York Giants paid what they did to sign him. Obviously, Brian Daboll wants to use him if he thought that he could play in his system and understood it.
Right.
So it's not like Dable's just sitting there going, I just don't want to play the guy. I don't like his name. You know, it's there's obviously some disconnect here and something that coach isn't seeing from the receiver that he's not being, you know, that he's not a significant part of his game plan.
It's look, put it this way. It's hot news because like Diana said, they paid the money. It would be a shame if they wasn't planning based on his name, right? but in the end, he's not good. He's just not. They reached. They overreached. He's not good for what they're trying to do. He doesn't give them he doesn't make them smile when they walk onto the practice field. He doesn't do those sort of things. Is he better for somebody else and another team? Probably so. He was really decent in Detroit. I think they reached for him, and now this is what they get. I wouldn't be shocked or surprised if he doesn't finish the year with the New York Giants and he finds himself on a better team or another team at the end of the season. I just wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, I'm with you on this, Key. This is hot news to me just because I love the fact that now this coaching regime comes in with Joe Shane and they say, hey, look, just because our organization gave you the money when I wasn't around – doesn't mean that you're going to just automatically have playing time on the field. Yep. Like, this is a clean slate for everybody. You got to earn it just like everybody else. And if you don't, even if you believe you should play, good luck with that.
Last but not least, Lamar Jackson.
And guys, when you take a look at this receiving core, like, when you actually look at it, I was just with the Giants last week. They could use Kenny Galladay.
Yeah.
They could use him. You know what I mean? They in terms of the Detroit version of it. So there's obviously something that's not working here.
I'm glad you.
If they're
I'm glad
not able
you
to go
Detroit
there, because
Detroit version in there.
Yeah, because the Giants version has
not last
not
year
been
version.
But
not the last year version.
That's what I'm saying, you know. Yeah, so it's just like there's no clear number one in New York really. So and they can't just keep leaning on Saquon. We saw what happened last week when the you know they had trouble running the ball. They could use a really good wideout. It's just not Galladay.
Yeah, because that guy's not on their roster named Kenny Galladay. Meanwhile, Lamar Jackson did not throw a practice yesterday due to an elbow issue, but he says there's no doubt he's going to play on Sunday versus the Patriots. Diana, is this hot news or not news?
Yeah, it's not news. I mean, it makes you definitely go, uh-oh, right? Or anytime you're going to see on a Wednesday a quarterback doing something he doesn't normally do. But I just think this is just wear and tear. He's been out there. He's been at training camp. He's playing a lot. He's getting hit sometimes. I think this is just part of the season. I don't have any concern. So I actually, deep down, don't really think this is hot news.
Yeah, it's not news at all. I laugh at this because I remember playing in Coach Parcells. You know, every now and then you get a day or two off, and he made you still dress and stretch and do everything because he didn't want to hear some reporter talking about he saw you walking around not practicing.
Hmm. Yeah, it's not news to me. But, Key, you know, every time one of these reports come out about injuries or, you know, nagging things and he just keeps showing up and mm-hmm. doing his job and yep. excels at it,
yep.
I mean, that's what forces you as an organization. Like, damn, how do I not pay this dude?
Oh, they're
like
gonna
through
pay.
Nagging injuries, he just keeps showing up in a big time way. Don't got nothing to say, die. Just keeps bringing the heat at work.
It's true. And look, I probably would say it was hot news if he had something on his legs, right? Like yeah. if he was out there with a big knee brace, I'd be like, okay, now I'm worried. But obviously, we saw week one, his arm was quite valuable, and last week his legs. So I think Lamar's just fine, and this is going to be a really good test for this Ravens team to see if they can bounce back after a second half absolute defensive collapse.
Always appreciate you, Diana. Take care, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
You have a nice leather jacket on, by the
Thanks,
way.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, she does. Yes, she's styling, no doubt about that.
All right, Di.
Yeah, it's a little too Olivia Benson from Law and Order, but hey. I'm in the business of hunting down and solving problems today.
Well, they got the whole crossover episodes tonight with all three of them from 8 to 11 o'clock, so there you go.
How do you know that?
Because I'm Freddie Coleman. That's how I know that. Diana Rossini, ESPN NFL reporter.
Thanks, Freddie.
Hit her on Twitter, Diana ESPN. Don't forget about the football debut ahead of this Sunday. Patriots host the Ravens. That's game one. Jaguars at Chargers, game two. Coverage begins at noon Eastern time on select ESPN radio stations. With Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman on Keyshawn, Jay Williams, Max, and ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, also ESPNU. Click more in the lower right-hand corner and then scroll down to live radio, and bam, that's where you can find the show. We're going to have an FOS friend of the show stop by and find out exactly that Jacoby Brissett is not the problem in Cleveland, but what is the real problem of the Browns after the first 2 weeks?
For real. Tell him, Mike Tomlin, search for that real love quarterback.
Oh, he's searching, all right. Mr. Biskey hoping that the search ends with him, but we'll see. Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max, Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Wins, Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, now ESPNU. Always great to bring in a three-time Super Bowl champion. He is Damian Woody, ESPN NFL analyst, joining us in the Seaport. Hit him on Twitter, dwood at Damian Woody. Damian, we got tonight the Browns and the Steelers. Jacoby Brissett has not been a problem for the Cleveland Browns. In your opinion, what has been a problem that people should think more about with the Cleveland Browns if they're going to try to be 2-1 tonight?
Oh, I mean, listen, that loss last week against the New York Jets, I mean, that was just a debacle. I mean, that's just, you know, that's just situational football. Knowing in that situation, Nick Chubb, if he had just went down, the game was over. And so I think this is actually the best thing that could happen for the Cleveland Browns playing on Thursday night. Because, you know, as a player, when you lose a game like that, it weighs on you. It just sits on you. Mm. So the opportunity, the fact that you have an opportunity to rectify the situation really quickly, I think it's an advantage for the Cleveland Browns in this situation.
Big Wood, I was going to ask you, listening to the sound of Mike Tomlin talk about we need to score more points, mm-hmm. and kind of like say it and then talk about us collectively, mm-hmm. it gave a – different vibe. Didn't hear Mitchell Trubisky talk about, I need to do a better job. Does that sound like a quarterback in your mind that somebody's starting to press a little bit? Like he's pressing just a tad.
Well, I mean, he understands what's behind him, right? Yeah. Like, you know, we always say that the most popular person is the backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. And so when you got a guy in Kenny Pickett who went to school in Pittsburgh, who the fans revere, you know, the fan base is not going to stand for these type of mediocre results, you know, coming from the offensive side. Now, I want to say this. It's not all on Mitch Trubisky because the offensive line hasn't been playing well. They haven't been able to do what they're supposed to do at the beginning of the season. But ultimately, it's going to come down to the quarterback. That's where it always comes down to.
Big Wood, though. Yeah, that's true. But they didn't. It's so funny because they go in and if Mitch Trubisky goes 10 of 15 for $110 – in a touchdown and they win in Cleveland, you won't hear a word, right? You lose a football game, the New England Patriots have pretty much got your number for quite some time. I didn't hear this after they beat Cincinnati. And Mitch Trubisky played basically the same way against Cincinnati as he did against New England. But the only difference is the result was a W versus an L. And I don't think going to Kenny Pickett is going to change drastically their offense from where it is now. And that's the crazy thing about the National Football League and what people see. They see what they want to see and not really truly what it is. when do you, if in fact you make a move, when do you do it?
I still think they got a little time. You know, it's not panic for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think they got a little time. You know, I know initially Mike Tomlin wanted to basically redshirt Kenny Pickett the whole year. But if you're going to make a move, it's probably going to be probably the midway point or whenever the bye. You know, whenever the bye is happening, you know, so you give the extra preparation for the new quarterback to come in. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but listen, Key, you know this, in the AFC, as stacked as the AFC is, you just don't have much time. And so this game, if you lose this game, you're 1-2.
Yeah.
You're losing ground in the AFC in an already tough conference. You know, decisions are going to have to be made, and they're going to have to be made urgently.
Did the league get it right with the upholding Mike Evans suspension so he's not playing in the Green Bay Packer game on Sunday? Did they get it right?
They did get it right, Key. I mean, listen, everyone talks about this conspiracy theory or whatever, but that's, to me, that's a bunch of nonsense. I think, listen, you can't just – come on, man. Like, we already know the bad blood that Mike Evans and Marshawn Lattimore have, you know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the New Orleans Saints. But you can't run from the sideline and just go and tackle somebody like that. Like, the league is going to send a message. Like, enough is enough, guys. Like, you guys, this stuff has been going on for far too long. Mm-hmm. And honestly, he's lucky he's just getting one. Mm, yeah. One game. Yeah,
in the conspiracy theory situation is with John Runyon Sr., John Runyon Jr., because he plays for the Green Bay Packers and his dad is with the league office. But people don't realize the appeal process goes through Thrash.
Wow.
Lord.
Freudian slip.
James Trash. Damn.
Somewhere Eagles fans are clapping after hearing that.
Oops.
And my ex-teammate, Derek Brooks, they're the ones that take a look at this appeal process. And so it's not even John Runyon Sr., you know? So there is no conspiracy thing. And I didn't mean to say –
You didn't mean to say it.
We know. I'm scared to say his last name right now.
Go ahead, Justin Fields. We know. We know.
I'm scared to say his last name now.
How good is David Woody, ESPN NFL analyst, who's never trashing, or Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio?
Always classy, Fred.
I always keep it classy. But speaking, staying with that, because the one thing that jumped out to me about the whole Mike Evans suspension, and I'm with you, Damon, you can't just have guys coming off the bench and just having frontier justice. But Tom Brady started that whole thing by mouthing off like he normally does. And all of a sudden, and then he said, you know, I'm glad Mike Evans had my back, but he shouldn't be suspended. In a situation like that, how much are you going back to your quarterback saying, dude, I'll have your back, but you got to knock that off. I don't care if you're Tom Brady.
Well, listen, everybody know Tom Brady talks a lot of trash out there on the field anyway. Like, he's the guy that's stirring the pot a lot of the times in these situations that comes up. But man, listen, in a game you're going up against the Green Bay Packers, you know, you're probably not going to have Chris Godwin this weekend. You know, Julio Jones is a question mark. No Mike Evans. Mm. I mean, this might be the Leonard Fournette show. You know, that's what it's all coming down to right now. And so, you know, listen, Tom is going to be Tom. He's going to talk trash or whatever. But at the end of the day, everyone's got to be composed enough to know that I can't go out there and do that type of foolishness and not only put myself, but more importantly, put my team in a bad situation.
This is like the most conniving kid video, seeing Tom Brady talk trash and seeing Evans come in and seeing Tom just walk behind, like literally walk behind the scuffle as it's happening. Just like, oh, just watching y'all. Like, anyway, that creates other emotions. I want to come to the Giants for a second. Kenny Galladay being open and honest about not playing. What's your take on the whole situation?
If you use the word open, when was the last time he was open?
Running a
route. Like at the end of the day, like no coach is going to sit a guy if he's not out there performing, if he's not out there getting it done. And so for Kenny Galladay, who got that massive contract like a couple years ago, what had the results been? What has he given back to the New York Giants? What has he done to deserve to be, you know, be out there, you know, with everyone else? It's a results-driven business, and quite honestly, he just hasn't been able to, you know, to produce at the level of his contract.
That easy, Freddie.
It is supposed to be that easy, but you know how that goes. Hey, Damian, always appreciate it, and I guarantee, as usual, you always kept it classy and like the guy filling in for Max Kellerman today. Thanks a lot, brother.
James, yeah, I appreciate you guys.
Thrash.
Yeah, thrash. What you say, Justin Fields? Yes.
What you say, Justin Fields?
T-H-R-A-S-H. Thrash. Damian Woody, ESPN NFL analyst. Hit him on Twitter at Damian Woody, joining us here in Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. And I guess the pressure got to Robert Sarver after all, courtesy of people in and outside the NBA. We'll get to that after Keyshawn has this from Granger.
For all the ones who get it done, Granger is always there to help. Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. So simply, just call or click Granger.com or just stop by.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live. Everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Granger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, let's let this ride, Freddie.
Oh, yeah.
Let's let this ride.
Absolutely. Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman, and Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Check us out on ESPN Radio. Don't forget about us on the ESPN app, ESPNU, and don't forget to click more in the lower right-hand corner and then scroll down to Live Radio, and that's where you can find us, presented by Progressive Insurance. And, gentlemen, I'll be honest.
Hey, I did you forgot not. One. Don't forget about us at ESPN News either.
Yeah, and the ESPN app. That's the most important one.
No, you, my bad, you.
And I said ESPN you. Thanks for paying attention to the show.
You? I got you.
Appreciate you paying attention.
The app is the most important one, though, Freddie.
I know.
Lower right-hand corner. Just click on that, man.
I did that,
Find
too.
Live radio. We're right
I
here.
I was paying attention to it, but you go so slow compared to Max, you know.
Okay.
I don't know if it's
I'm
slow,
staying away
Freddie.
From that.
No, it's not about speed, Freddie.
I'm dancing out of that volcano right now. Yep, I'm dancing out of that. Presented by Progressive Insurance. I want to be, if we talk about hot situations, I did not think, guys, that he would feel that pressure, meaning Robert Sarver, that he says he's starting the process to sell not only the Phoenix Suns in the NBA, but the Phoenix Mercury in the WNBA. And Brian Windhorst, ESPN NBA Insider, when he was on the Hoop Collective, he said, this is why that's going to happen.
I know a lot of people are happy, but I'm upset by the way this whole thing played out. It doesn't sit right with me. There's a rejoicing that the players were able to force action, and I respect that. But this is the third owner in the last 8 years now who has sold his team under a racial cloud. And it's very upsetting because I work in the league every day of the year. And I want to believe that it is a progressive league and this keeps happening. And I guess it's progress, but it also feels like a setback to me.
Jay, what are your thoughts?
So I'm not upset that this is happening. This is course correction. Like, I'm glad it happened. And this is what I expect from the NBA. This is hearing Adam Silver's comments. It felt like he was couching, right? Mm-hmm. He seemed so uncomfortable while delivering that it made me uncomfortable because I didn't connect that with who I've known Adam to be. But I get it. This is politics as usual. This is how business works, right? Just because somebody's done something wrong, there's litigation processes that need to go through the lines. To me, though, this feels like there was something else that I can't put my finger on that forced Sarver to give up the Suns and the Mercury at the end of the day. But this is what I want to see from leaders of an organization that I think try to live and stand to the standard that has been set from Adam Silver's tenure since beginning in the league.
Remember I told you, though, Jay, all this sort of stuff is always a process.
Yep.
Okay, no. Adam Silver just not – it's not as simple as just taking somebody's team. There's a process. You know, we'll let you exit a certain way as long as you don't push back. I mean, there's all sorts of ways of doing it. I understand what Brian Windhorst is saying, but I'm extremely happy because you get rid of the bad and you bring in the good, okay? And there's an owner – look, man, a lot of owners, or not even owners, just people, high net worth individuals, a lot of money, feel entitled about a lot of different things and do it the way that they want to do it because they feel like nobody can tell them to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do it their way because it's their money, it's their teams. We see it in all sports. It's just not in basketball, okay? It certainly feels a certain way in football. We had Jerry Richardson have to move on from the Carolina Panthers with the things that went on in Carolina when he owned the team. He had to sell it. He was forced to sell the team. And I'm sure if you look at some other leagues, you may see in the future some of those owners may have to sell teams based on some of their actions and the things that they've done. But this is a win for the NBA. It's a win for the city of Phoenix in the state of Arizona because whoever buys, and I don't know who's in line to drop down, you know, the money to get it, but this is a Phoenix to me is it's almost like I feel about like Arizona State football. It's a sleeping giant to a degree because it's a warm weather place. It's within a nice proximity of great other states. It's a good basketball team, obviously. And you know, whoever gets it has an opportunity to really start to do something from a positive standpoint for that city.
But, Key, let me tell you why this is really happening, right? So internally, there's a lot of things going on. So when your second largest stakeholder of a franchise speaks up, right,
money
about, hey,
talks.
We don't tolerate this type of behavior.
Yeah.
You know, we want to see action off of it.
Yep.
When one of your largest sponsors in PayPal
money always
withdraws
talks.
Their money, yeah. right, at the end of the day, you start saying, you know, what's best for this organization? That, by the way, I can still sell for billions of dollars compared to what my entry fee to this market was. So, like, it's the right move getting him away, but he's still being rewarded with billions of dollars to sell his
franchises.
They can't take the investment away. I get
that. I was just about to say, they can't take his investment away.
No, I get it.
He's still, you know, whether this happened and he was going to sell the team or not, he was going to make money.
Can I ask you a question, though, man? Like,
absolutely.
So sponsors can withdraw their money away from the Phoenix Suns, but they can't withdraw their money away from the Washington Commanders?
No, some sponsors, I believe, pulled out of the Commanders. In fact, one of their minority owners was the
– They spoke up, right, about it?
Excuse me?
I think one of their minority owners spoke up.
Oh, yeah.
But he bought them out. Daniel Snyder bought them out, though.
Yeah, actually, all of them spoke up, and one of their majors was FedEx, the guy who owns FedEx and created FedEx was one of their biggest deals, and they said, we out of here.
Yeah. The Yankees may have a chance to have Aaron Judge be out of there, whether they like it or not. That's next with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.